year, you don't have an Asian.
Really?
Good talking, man. Listen, you weren't here. We just sat here in silence for an hour, moping.
Oh, I heard something eventually.
Okay, we're on?
Yeah.
Zot the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Chovitz Kedeira V'chein Daisa. Chovitz Kedeira, Rashi said, again, let's do the Rashi. Min Michael Kofui. Certain type of food. Kofui, normally we translate as frozen, doesn't mean that here. It means a solid, some sort of solid mixture. K'moy Cholov Shechavtsuhu Bekeva. For example, like milk that has been fermented in keva. Once it becomes fermented, it solidifies and becomes a cheese. Kach oisin meichel kofui bekedero. So too, one makes a solid clump of food in a kedero. The common mefarish law. Later on, the Gemara will explain further details. Kimcha, it has flour in it, the duvsha and honey, umishcha and oil. The korulei avrushti. Okay, so it's a mixture of various different items, but what's important is that it contains both flour and dvash, which is obviously therefore going to trigger the question, so what therefore should the bracha be? So the Gemara says, chovitz kedeira v'chein daisa. Rashi says daisa is crushed wheat. We normally translate it as porridge. Rav Yehuda Omar Shahakoil Nia Bidvoroi and Rav Kahana Roma Beis Mehmem Boire Mine Mezoinis. Now, Bedaisa Greda. If you're talking about plain porridge, Greda literally translated means alone, by itself. If you're talking about regular plain porridge, Kula almaloi pligi, there is no machloikus whatsoever. The boirimine mezainois. Ki pligi, when is there a machloikus? But daisa ke'en chovitz gedera. In other words, daisa, as Rashi already points out for us, is made out of wheat. So obviously, therefore, there's no reason why it shouldn't have a bracha of boirimine mezainois. So that can't be the machloikus. If there's a machlekes, do you make shahakoil or do you make boirimine mezainos on daisa? We can't be talking about regular daisa, because regular daisa is just basically made out of wheat. So obviously that's boirimine mezainos. That's why the Gemara says the machlekes is only when it is daisa ke'en chovitz kedeira. What does it mean ke'en? Means it's similar to the whole mixture we mentioned before. I.e. it's not just got wheat in it, it's got honey and flour. Says Rashi, Lekaman Mefarish Law. We're going to explain this later on, in fact, in another daf, in Amud Zayin on Beis. Chiti de Metavri Ba'ashita. We'll see that in the Gemara there. V'yohu v'ba dubsha, and you put davash in it, meaning honey. V'ovid lehu v'kedera, it's made in a pot. So we'll see further details later on. So again, plain daisa, which is basically just crushed wheat, is obviously boyim nemezayin, is nothing to discuss. There's no machlekas in that case. We mentioned that there is a machlokes. The machlokes is not talking about plain porridge. It's talking about porridge which really resembles this chovitz kedeira, which is a whole big cholent full of all different goodies. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shahakoil Nia Bidvaroi. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said Shahakoil. By the way, we mustn't make a mistake. Rav Yehuda is not the same as Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the Tana, but we're clearly not referring to him. He's called Rav Yehuda because we see who argues in the Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was an Amoira. This is a machlokes Amoiraim between Rav Kahana and Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda says that the bracha is Shahakol Niyabidvarei. Why? Dubsha Stovar, because he holds Dubsha Ika. But the main component over here is really the honey. Albeit it does have in it wheat, but that's not the main part. Rav Kahana Omar, Bayrimine Mizaina is Tova, because he holds Smida Iker. Says Rashi, Smida Soiles. Soiles means flour. Once it has flour in it, that's the main part. So we seem to have a machlekes. What is the main part? Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, Kevasei, the Rav Kahana, Mistabra. The opinion of Rav Kahana would seem logical, i.e., we should make a bracha of Boimene Mizainis, because here we have a Greek principle. The Rav Ushmuel, Domri Tarvayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol Sheyeshvoi, Mechameshes Haminim, anything that has in it one of the five species, one of the five cereals, we'll call them the five grains. So if this indeed has one of the chamishes minim in it, the rule would be, in accordance with Rav and Shmuel, they make a bracha of boyim. Now, let's, before we continue, just have a look at the bottom tasters. Kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, we have a principle, mevarchen ala boi mene mezeinus. V'chein, chlayrich, v'laz, which Nachum will translate for us shortly, she'oisin mikemach umayim. See, this is exactly what you need in the Waldorf. Pancake?
Well, I guess it's a good one.
What does it say?
Another of the Tzionim, it says Levivot.
Levivot, okay. Pancakes. She'oisin mikemach umayim, that one makes from flour and water. Oy mikholov. But because it does have that kemach base, therefore, mevorchen aleihem, borim aleihem mezeinus. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. Chein kesheh'oisin in kemach. So to when you put flour l'toich pulin, pulin is beans, oy l'toich adoshim, which are lentils, oy krishim, what's krishim? Some other type of vegetable, not sure. V'chein l'toich shkedim, or to almonds, she'oisin l'choyla, which one would make for a sick person? So 1 second. The minute we see a sick person, this reminds us of a sugya that we briefly saw earlier on in the parak, and we're going to see it greater detail later on in the parak. Do you make a bracha on medicine? Do you make a bracha on food that's taken just for medicinal purposes, not because you're hungry? So that's why Tosfos immediately has to point out, im oisin oisoi kidei sheyisoid halev. If you're making it to satisfy his heart, in other words, because he's hungry and to fill him up, then all tzorech v'vorech boyim ani mezoinos. Why? Again, for the same reason. Because you're putting kemach into it. However, ve'im ledevek ba'alma. What is ledevek ba'alma?
To merely thicken it.
To bind it. It's just there to thicken up some mixture, but I'm not really interested in eating the kemach at all. Then einoi tzorich levorich boi minei mezeinus. And you do not need to make a bracha of boi minei mezeinus.
Like a meatball. Oh. Is that my food?
Now, the loshen einoi tzorich is a little bit tricky. And if you look at the word next to, look at next to the word eino, you see a little circle there. That's a reference to Rebbe Kveger. Rebbe Kveger is very bothered. Eino tzorich sounds like one doesn't need to, but one can if one wants. Rebbe Kveger said that's inaccurate. It's awesome. It's the wrong bracha. So Tosfos really should have said not eino tzorich, but eino mevorich. One does not make the bracha of boimene mezeinus. Not that one doesn't need to, but if you would like to, then you may. It's not optional. Tosis is, Rebbe Kveger is a bit bothered by the Loshen of Tosis. Okay, now, Tosis just says in conclusion, V'toiv lahachmir, the best would be to be machmir. In other words, we just said that if you're eating it for one type of purpose, primary mezeinus, different type of purpose, and there's no brocha. So Tosis says the easiest way to get around it is, V'toiv lahachmir ulegamoi b'toich hasuda, and to simply include it or absorb it in your meal, la'acha birkas ha'maitzi, after you've eaten bread, and then what bracha do you make on it?
No.
Nothing. Therefore, u'pata mimanav shach. And then you definitely be pata, either way you be pata, because very made by the very made Hamoitzi. Now, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't really understand this Tosa so much. Whenever we say v'toyv lahachmir, in other words, we always have, not quite always, but very often have, an important principle in this whole perek, and that is that if you're having a bread-based meal, you will not have to make a bracha on the foods that you eat during the meal. Now, it's not entirely true, as we know. If you have a fruit, then you would make a bracha, etc., etc. We're not getting involved with that. Generally, that's the rule. Now, that is an extremely useful principle whenever you have a suffix. Have a suffix, don't make bracha A, don't make bracha B. Fine, I have a wonderful solution. Have bread, eat the food during the meal, you don't need to make any bracha, and you've avoided the whole suffix. But in our particular case, it wasn't a suffix. Tosfos gave us two valid, healthy options. If you're eating it for medicinal purposes, then there's no bracha. If you're eating it for eating purposes, there is a bracha. The toiv lahachmi. Why? Why must it be machmi? What's the suffix?
Isn't the suffix when you use it as a binder? That's where you're
talking on a tabik?
That's when you have to be machmi.
You're saying he's only going to the last case.
Yeah.
So why over there is it toiv lahachmir again? Yeah. So what's the halacha?
In that case, it's not necessary to
which
make a bracha,
said really
but it's good to be machmir.
But Kegel said means it's awesome to make the bracha. Fine, so if it's awesome, it's awesome. I'm saying nonetheless, it's toiv to machmir to avoid this question. But ain't no chalami, if I'm eating it for satiation purposes, then you would make a bracha. Okay. Fine.
We're coming to the idea that whenever there's any flour, something.
Right, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss right now. So, the Gemara on the third bottom line, Gufa. So, Gufa always means, let's now go back to something we just mentioned. Gufa always means when the Gemara brings in a particular statement by the by. Meaning, it's not really our topic. We're not really discussing the halachas of Chameshus Minei Dagon over here. We were talking about Daisa, but by the by, we brought in this principle where it says, okay, Gufa, if you mentioned it, let's now go back to it and discuss it. So Gufa, Rav v'Shmuel v'Omi Tarvayu, they both said the principle that we mentioned before, Kol sheyeshboi mechameshes haminim, anything that has in it from the five cereals, the five grains, mevarchim olav borei minei mezonos. That is statement number one. Now, the itmanami we have also learned. Rav Shmuel, Domitar Vayu, Kol Shehu, Mechameshes Aminim, mevarchim olav borei minei mezonos. This is almost identical to the first statement, but instead of saying Kol Sheyesh Boy, it says Kol Shehu. What's the difference in translation? Kol Shehu means anything that is. Kol Sheyesh Boy means anything that has in it.
So the second case is entire.
Right. In other words, Kol Sheyesh Boy means anything that has in it. It's part of a mixture. It's a ta'aruvus. Whereas Kol Shehu means anything that is. Means it's not a taruvus.
Anything that contains.
That's the first case. Kol sheyesh bo is anything that contains in it, meaning it's mixed up with other things, it's a taruvus, but it also contains in it chameshes dogon. But kol shehu, anything that is, not that contains, that is chameshes mini dogon, meaning be'en. What does be'en mean? As is, without a mixture.
You're going to fix the echo.
There's no ikkah, there's no tofel. That's the only thing that there is. Kol shehu, whenever you eat chameshes minei dogon, if you eat chitin, you eat tzaira, etc., etc., you make borei minei mezonos. Now, the obvious question is, why do we need two statements, and what's the chiddush of them both? Says the Gemara, v'tzricha, they are both necessary. Okay. Now let's just stop and pause for a moment. Which one of the two would you say is the bigger chiddush? Sheyesh boy. So l'chayra, once I'm told kol sheyesh boy, that even if it has the chameshes minim in it, albeit it's not the sole ingredient, and I still make chameh ambayim minim zaynais, well then obviously when it's the only ingredient, obviously I mean. So for really, if I was only going to say one statement, l'chayra suffice to say kol sheyesh boy, and that would suffice, that would be enough. So let's have a look. V'tzricha de'i ashmi'inon kol shehu, quote unquote, if it would only say the line of kol shehu, which is the second statement, i.e. whenever it is, not whenever it has in it, but whenever it is, then hava amina, what would I have said? Mishum de'isei be'en. The only reason maybe you're making Barim Le Mezainus over there is because it's Ben, Kol Shehu, whatever is the Chameshes Mine Dogon, you say Barim Le Mezainus, fine. Aval Alidei Ta'aruba is like. But perhaps if it would be a mixture, then you wouldn't. And therefore that's why I need Komash Malon, that's why I need Kol Sheyesh Boy, quote unquote. That's why I need the other statement to say not only if the five grains are eaten, be'en, on their own, is there a bracha of Barim Limezainis? But so too, if it's kol sheyesh boy, even though there's a tyroidus. Fine, so far so good. The obvious question is the other way around. Once I'm told that I say a bracha even when there's a tyroidus, then surely, obviously, when there's no tyroidus. So for why then do I need the statement of kol shehu? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. If I would be taught kol sheyesh boy, quote unquote, then hava amina, I would have said the following. I would have said, okay, listen, kol sheyesh boy. Imagine I'm entering a world now where it only says which statement, kol sheyesh boy, which is tarubas. Tarubas as a halacha of Barim Le Mezainis. Now, remember, what are the five grains, the five cereals? Chitin, sa'irim, wheat and barley,
oats,
and
rye.
Spelt and rye. Oats, spelt and rye. Oirez, rice, and doichen, which I think they translate as millet. Some sort of, yeah, corn. Those are not one of the five species. Those are not one of the five species. So now, imagine I have the following statement, and it says, whenever you have in it meaning a tarubas, chameshes mine dogon, then what's the bracha? So now, if you have a mixture which only has in it oirez v'doichen, so what would be the halacha then? Then you wouldn't make a Barim Le Mezainis, because it only says it has chameshes mine dogin, and oirez v'doichen are not one of them. But what would be if oirez v'doichen were to be eaten alone? Not in a tarus. Ah, maybe I would make Barim Le Mezainis. That's what the Gemara says. V'yashminon kol sheyesh boi. And if I were to be taught kol sheyesh boy, that was statement number one. Hava amin, I would have said, okay, kol sheyesh boy, I would have said that anything that has in it, meaning as a mixture, chameshes haminim in, comma. Then, yes, there's a bracha boy mezainis. Aval oirez v'doichen, but I would have said that rice and corn, loy. But why would Oirez V'deicha not require a bracha boim yamizainas? I might have been excused for thinking Mishum Da'al Yedei Ta'arayvus, because we're dealing with a mixture. Abel Isa Be'en. But if they are on their own, Neima Afilu Oirez V'deicha Nami Mevorchin Olav Boire Mine Mezainas. When I'm told a statement that whenever you have kol sheyesh boy, Chameshes mine dogon, you make boim rimazena. So how might I translate that? That when you're dealing with a mixture, it says kol sheyesh be taroves, then we're very, very particular. It's got to be the chamesh mine dogon. But if it's not a mixture, then maybe any type of grain, even oir is the dogon, although they're not classified as the chameshes mine dogon. And I would have thought, therefore, I would make a bracha. Boim rimazena. That's why I need the other statement of kol shehu, quote unquote, kol shehu mechamesha samina hud mevarchin olav boyerimine mizaynois. That's when you make a bracha laafuke, as opposed to oirez v'doichen, corn and rice to afilu isabeen loy mevarchinon boyerimine mizaynois. In other words, why therefore do I need both statements? Because I need to be taught that oiras v'doichen do not require boim nemezainos, not only if they are in etaroivas, but even if they are eaten by themselves. And had I only been taught the statement about etaroivas, in other words, had it only said kol sheyesh boi, I would have said, kol sheyesh boi, that's etaroivas. Taroivas maybe requires chameshes mine dogon. When it's be'en, maybe any type of grain is boim rimazonos. That's what I might have said. Therefore, I need to be told that no, kol shehu, even when it's be'en, and there's absolutely nothing else mixed up with it, it's only on the chameshes mine dogon that make boim rimazonos, but not on other type of grain, such as corn and rice. Says Rashi. Top Rashi. Komash malon kol shehu. That's why I need to be told kol shehu da'af al gav tekulu michad mina, even though they are all one type of grain, it's all grain, but nonetheless bo'inon, we require de lahava mechameshes hamina. It's got to be from the top five, the Eloi, comma, and if not loy mevarachinon ole aborim nemezeinis. Yes.
So even though it's, one says kol sheyesh and one says kol shehu, both of them finish with mecheshes amin.
Right.
So then why does orez and dochen even come into the conversation? We're just talking about the five grains.
Right.
So why would I think other grains?
1 second. There are five special types of grains, which we're going to discuss later on the parrot, but there are other types of grains as well. They're not the top five. So now, if I would say the following statement, when you have a mixture containing also the chameshes mine dogon, you make boim rimazonos. So I'm not told what the halacha would be when there's no mixture. So maybe I'd be excused for thinking that oira is the deichen, although they're not the chameshes mine dogon, and I only mentioned chameshes mine dogon, but I only mentioned them with regard to a taroivis. I didn't discuss ben. Maybe be'en, the halacha is, every single type of grain requires mezainus. Even not the chameshes minim. We only mentioned the chameshes minim. With regard to taroivus, we only mentioned it. Maybe be'en is a different rule.
Can't we die from the first statement that even if the grain is the minority, that we say a mezainus?
Right. So here we're asking Lechaira a good question. It would be the Ikka.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying, slowly, slowly, we need to discuss about the Ikka and the Tafel. Okay, good point.
Because it says Kol Sheish, whether Ikka or Tafel, it doesn't matter.
That's what Meshach Zelig is pointing out. Kol Sheish sounds like whatever ingredient it is, even if it's not the Ikka, but as long as it does contain in it chameshes mine dogon, we make a bracha boim rimazonos.
It's the qualitative.
That's what it sounds like. We'll see. That's a good point. Okay, so at this stage of the game, we're telling you that Rav and Shmuel are actually telling us two separate, unrelated chiddushim. Chiddush number one, maybe it's not quite, should say, unrelated. We could really combine it all into one statement. Whether ba'en or the ta'aroivas If there's chameshes minei dogon there by themselves or mixed up, there's very many mazonis. And if not, not. What does that mean? If not, not. Again, whether it's be'en or whether it's a tarovist. Even if it's be'en, nothing else mixed up with it. But if you eat corn, you do not make bomri mezainas. Rice is a bit of a balagan. Lalocha, we do make mezainas, but again, we'll get to lalocha short. That's what we've been taught so far. Now, says the Gemara, v'oirez v'doichen loy mevarchinon boire mine mezainoy? Question mark. You have to sing this line. Nachum, you sang it?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, which tune did you sing? You would like to sing it for us?
Questions.
Ah, question. Okay. Boyrez the Deichen Loim of Archinon Boymanim is Zainas. You're telling me that what? That rice and corn do not require Mazainas. Not only if they are in a mixture, even if they're in Ben. That's what you're telling me. Says the Mora, I don't understand. How can you possibly say such a thing? Vahotanya, surely we've learned in a braisa. Heviu lefonov, if they brought in front of him, pas, oireis, rice bread. Upas, doichen, and cornbread. Mevorech olov, tchilov asayf. You'd make a brocha both before and after. Kama'ase kedeira. What does that mean, Kama'asei Kedera?
The same bracha as you would apply to Kama'asei Kedera.
Which is Chamesh's minim. Says Rashi, right. Third line. Kama'asei Kedera, you'd make the bracha, which one? The bracha, Shemavorchin al Ma'asei Kedera, on a cooked substance of Shel Chamesh's minim. Ma'asei Kedera, Kedera literally means just a pot. But Ma'asei Kedera means some sort of a stew that contains chamishas mine dogon. So how can you tell me that what? The oires, the doichan, do not require mezainos. But here it says you make a bracha before and after, just like a ma'ase kedera, which presumably would mean primary mezainos.
May just mean make a bracha before and after.
Oh, says the Gemara. The Gaba Maisa Kedera, this is part of the question. And with regard to Maisa Kedera, Tanya, we have learned. Betchilo, Mavarecholov, Bremene Mazenis. Ulabasaif, Mavarecholov, Brocha Achas, Me'ein Sholish. What's the Brocha Achas, Me'ein Sholish? The one Brocha that's like three, that we call that the Alamichyot. So again, we're putting one and one together. On the one hand, we're told if you have rice and cornbread, it has the halachic status of a ma'aseh kedera. And we have another braisa that says, and what is the halachic of a ma'aseh kedera? Bo'emnei mezainis. Well, there you have it. So one and one is two. So I'm being taught that corn and rice, bo'emnei mezainis. How can you tell me there's no bo'emnei mezainis? That's the end of the question. Says the Gemara, kema'aseh kedera, v'loi kema'aseh kedera. It is like ma'aseh kedera, and it is at the same time unlike Ma'aseh Kedera. That means we never actually meant to compare it entirely. It's partially comparable to Ma'aseh Kedera, i.e., K'Ma'aseh Kedera, D'mavorchin Olov T'chilov Asoif. It's comparable to Ma'aseh Kedera in that, in as much that you would make a bracha before and after. But it's not exactly the same as Ma'aseh Kedera, because with regards to which bracha, there's a big differentiation. As we said before, boire mine mezainos. Ulebesoif bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Ve'iluhoch, and yet over here, betchilo mevarich olav, which bracha? Shehakol. But not period. Now, we need to stop for a second. I must be perfectly honest, again. I'm not following something in the Gemara there. Maybe you can help me out of here. The Braisa said that if you eat your rice bread or your corn bread, it's like a Maisa Kedera. Sounds like same bracha as Maisa Kedera, i.e. Ibrahim Mezayin. It says more, no, doesn't mean that. It's not really the same as Maisa Kedera, because Maisa Kedera has Mezayinus and this has Shahakur. Well, why did you compare it to Maisa Kedera then? No. We only meant to say it's like Maisa Kedera in as much as there is a bracha before and after. That's always the rule, no? You always make a bracha before and after. What do I need a comparison to? If I want to have an apple, I always make a bracha before and after. How can the comparison not be with regard to the actual bracha? No, it's only with regard to the fact that you have to make a bracha, both before and after. Of course, that's always the rule. But any food you don't make a bracha before and after? Have I asked all those addresses?
Yeah, is it? All right. So the issue is motzi, that on neither one, the well is the same as the fact that on neither one you make a hamotzi.
On neither one?
Yeah, on neither.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
Or the rice bread.
The Gemara says it's hamotzi. No, 1 second. But the Gemara says it's kemaisa kadeira, the mavarech tchilo v'stayf. That you make a bracha before and after. That's the whole comparison.
That's like anything else.
That's like anything else.
It's designated in reverse order.
Okay. These are not photographs, nothing. I see that you had a look in the art scroll, which is that
again.
You did.
We too. Where's
but where does that come from?
You're right, that's what Ask Asra. He asks that question. And he says, you're right, when it says Mavarech Tchila V'Saif, that's not the whole Kiddush. Of course you make a Bracha Tchila V'Saif, you always make a Bracha Tchila V'Saif. It means a Bracha Tchila V'Saif is similar to Maisa Kedera, not exactly the same, but similar in as much that it's not a Maitzi and Berkas HaMozen.
Why would you have a Havamin to think Maisa Kedera required a Hamotzi to be?
No, because this is bread. This is bread. Past Iris is bread.
That I understand, but what about the Maisa Kedera?
No, they have no Havamin.
It's how similar. Then how are they similar?
No, they're similar, but they both do not have hamoitzi. I would have thought that bread, rice bread, does have hamoitzi. Oh. And that it's better than Maisa Kedera. Why would I have thought that? Because it's bread.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Therefore I'm told that no, it shares similar properties to Maisa Kedera in as much that they both do not have hamoitzi. Ah, which bracha do they have? Ah, that's where the comparison falls short. One is Shahakar, the one is Berberzain. Therefore, they are similar and not similar. I would have definitely thought they should make a Maitzi, because it's bread, past.
Why would you even think that the Hamamim would be nice? I understand.
Right, okay. Okay. Good thing for us, though. Okay, so we understand. At the end of the day, we're saying that what? Chameshes mine dogon, in fact, require mezoinus. Oires v'deichen do not require mezoinus. Both when they are in be'en form, ta'aruvos form, bread form, it makes no difference whatsoever. Corn and rice do not require mezonos, rather shahakoil and bo nefashos. As opposed to a maisa kedera require mezonos and alamichya at the end, as opposed to bread proper, which requires hamoitzi and full-blown benching at the end. Have a look at top tasters. What does this mean? Very important tosfos.
Why is that a mem?
Why is it important tosfos?
Is it a mem?
A mem? Chesreinom, yes. Okay. Why is this important tosfos? Because we say this bracha every day of our lives, probably. We have to know what we're saying. Says Tosfos, Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis Vechestreinom. There are two halves of this bracha, two parts. First you say, Boyer Nefoshes Rabbis Vechestreinom. And then you say the second part, Balkol Masha Boro Lachis Bem Nefesh Kolcha, etc., etc. Says Tosfos, the first part of the bracha is Kamoi Lechem Umayim. Bread and water, She'i Efsher Beloi Heim. It's impossible without. You cannot live without bread and water. Those are the basic sustenance, and that's why, for example, in the Midbar, what was provided? Mon and a be'er. In fact, some ask an interesting question. There were three miracles in the Midbar. Mon, the be'er, and the Anane HaKovod. We have one Yom Tov to celebrate which nes? Only the Anane HaKovod, i.e. the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Why don't we have a Yom Tov called Mon, Chag HaMon, or Chag HaBe'er? So some explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, if you buy an Eved, and now he becomes your Eved, you've got to provide basic sustenance for him. So the Mon, as miraculous as it may be, and the Be'er, as miraculous as that may be, was basic sustenance that they needed to keep alive. They have to have bread and water. But the Anane HaKavod was just a supernatural existence that wasn't necessary. It was a wonderful thing. It says it kept them warm, it kept them cold, it kept them clean their clothes, it made the clothes grow, etc., etc., etc. Therefore, that's where you have a miracle, a Yom Tov, to celebrate that which was done in an extra way. Which reminds us of a principle I think we once discussed in this year. And that is, ironically, the child will feel more love from the parent when he buys him a 3 shekel chocolate than he does when he buys him a 500 shekel suit and food every day. Why? That's necessary. I've got to live, I've got to wear clothes, I've got to go to bed, I've got to have a case, I've got to have a pencil. A chocolate I didn't eat. Therefore, this is very much discussed, for example, in the miracle of Hanukkah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu produced a miracle for them, which was the Pach Shemen, but as it were, as it happens to be, it was an unnecessary miracle, as it were. Why was it unnecessary? Because everybody was Tomei, and under the circumstances, you're allowed to light Tomei oil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, went out of his way to produce an extra miracle. That's where you feel the extra love. That's where you feel the extra love. If you remember the story with David and Goliath. So David produces this phenomenal slingshot, and it pierces the helmet and he dies. The Chazal say a phenomenal thing happened. That Goliath, instead of falling back, fell forward. You should have fallen back. If somebody hits you, then you fall back. You fell forward. Why? Because David HaMelech wanted to remove his helmet. So therefore, in order to save him walking a little bit, he's a very tall man. Therefore, if you would have fallen back, you would have had to walk, as it were, 2 lengths of his body to go and fetch the helmet. So instead of falling back, he fell forward, basically at the feet of David, and the helmet was right there. Now again, that's an unnecessary mace, as it were. It wasn't a mace produced to save him. Rather, what was it?
It's a chesed.
It's a chesed, unnecessary mace. Mazel tov, Baron. Good afternoon. Thank you. Tiskul mitzvahs. He very kindly invited me to be a sandik at his bris tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Beautiful story. Got married. I think he's about my age. And he's got a daughter, 16 or 17, similar to his oldest. And he became very, very unwell, seriously ill. And treatment, chemo, and everything. He had children for many, many years. And he got out of it, Baruch Hashem. Then he had another boy, I think maybe like 10 years later. And then a second boy, and now a third boy. In the Brisbane morning, Baruch Hashem, very special simcha. I'll call Ponivaifen, so I'll tell you something very beautiful. Do you remember the pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai? Can I trouble you for a chumash? Avraham is right behind you. I once wanted to translate B'derech Drush, and I found that the Maril Diskin says this. Look how this pasuk writes in Parshas Bechukosai. It says, "You're running after your enemies, or adaftem es oyveichem, and you will pursue your enemy, v'noflu lifneichem lecharav, and they will fall in front of you by the sword." So maybe you can translate, the miracle is v'noflu lifneichem. If you're running after them, you shoot them down, so they should fall away from you, not lifneichem, in front of you. So maybe this is a remez to the nes of David and Goliath. Radafim, you're pursuing them, you'll shoot them, but v'noflu lifneichem lecharav, but they'll fall in front of you. Why? In order to save your trek, you can remove their helmet. Al kaponim, that's the principle. In the good old days, before we moved to Ramat Shemesh Gimel, when I used to go to the flower shop on Fridays to buy flowers, my wife used to come home, my wife used to say to me, "Oh, so nice, you didn't have to." And I always used to say, "You're right. That's why it's special. Because if I did have to, then it wouldn't be special." Something that you're mukhuyiv to do, there's no necessarily, you don't feel that ahava. Someone says, "Unless you didn't have to do it, that's why it's being special." So al kaponim, that brings us back to our lechem amayim. That's the way that some distinguish between the mon, the be'er, and the anani hakovid, the sukkos. Okay, so back to Tosfos. Kamoi lechem umayim. So lechem umayim is considered basic chesroinom. It's a deficiency. Why is that a deficiency? She'i efsher b'loyhein. You can't manage without. So I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, number one, providing me with that which is absolutely necessary. Now, how do we carry on? V'al kol ma shebara. Now I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, not just for the chesroinu. Rather, al kol ma shebara la'achis b'am nefesh kol choy, quote unquote, kloimar. What does that mean to say that part? Al kol ma shaboy lom, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything which is in the world. Shegam im loy borom, for those things that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have created, yecholim ha'olam lichyos b'loyhim, you could still live without them. Sheloy borom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create them. Ki im latainug ba'alma, he didn't create them for any other reason than to be a tainug. Kamoi, tainug, oinig, to be a pleasure. To be a pleasure. Kamoi, now what would you give an example here? Fruity pebble, something like that. No, kamoi tapuchim, apples. Even though it says an apple a day keeps Ramesh Zelig away, but lemaisa, you can live without an apple. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create apples? The answer is for a tainug, and that's what's being referred to in the second half of the bracha. Ukiyotze bohen, and anything which is similar to that, so any fruit, for example, which is not bread and water, so you can survive without. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it to be a tainug. That's what's being referred to in the second half of the bracha when you say al kol ma shebo'ilu. Umesayim baruch chei ha'olamim. Ubirushalmi, it says Baruch Ato Hashem Chayoilom. We don't say that, we just say Baruch Chayoilom. It's interesting to note that some explain, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Chofetz Chaim, but I'm not entirely sure. He translates this bracha slightly different. Slightly differently. When we say Borei Nefosho Yis Rabbeis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nefosho Yis Rabbeis, many souls, the chesroinom and their deficiencies. So Tosfos has explained the deficiencies are those foods that you need for your basic existence. I believe that the Chofetz Chaim explained that no, what it means is, can you imagine a world in which everybody would be self-sufficient? Every person would need no interaction with anybody else. You wouldn't need to marry because, whatever, you could have children yourself. You wouldn't need to go to a doctor because you could heal yourself. I wouldn't need to go to an architect, I can build a house myself. I wouldn't need to go to a farmer because I can plant the field myself. If you would have a world like that in which everybody was perfect, had every skill and every ability, then you'd have a world of zero interaction, of total silence and no interaction. There'd be no society. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in which there are chesroinon deficiencies. So a man needs his wife, and a wife needs the husband. And the man and wife need the doctor needs the farmer, and the farmer needs the builder, and the beaver, etc., etc., etc. And that way there's a whole interaction of society. But that's what's being referred to. Bayre Nefosh HaSrabo is the chesroinon. With their deficiencies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately created people with their deficiencies so that we would be reliant on each other. In that way, there's a whole interaction of society. Okay, let's just go back briefly into the Gemara, make a start to the next sugya. It's not really a new sugya, it's the next line of the sugya we're learning. Says the Gemara, V'oireiz lav maisa kedeirahu. So we've established this Chameshes Minei Dogon, which you make a bracha of Boi Minei Mezoinoison, both when it's Be'en, and also when it's a Tairoivas. But if they're not, if it's Oires V'deichen, then you only make a bracha of Shehakol. Says the Gemara, is that really true? That Oires is not considered a Maisei Kedeira? V'hotanya. Surely we have learned in a Braisa, Eilu, Hein, Maisa Kedeira. The following are Maisa Kedeira. The following would be considered Maisa Kedeira with regard to a bracha, as Rashi says. Ve'elu Hein. Eilu Hein Maisa Kedeira. Chilka, Targis, Soiles, Zoriz, Va'arson, Va'oireiz. So it says quite clearly, in this list, featuring in Maisa Kedera, included also is Oireiz, there it is, black and white. Oireiz is Maisa Kedera, non-negotiable. Says the Gemara, Hamani, do you know who that is talking? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That statement was authored by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Oimer, Oireiz min Dagon hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri indeed maintains that Oireiz is a real out and out grain. What is the ramification of it? V'chayovin al chimutzai kareis. That's why he will be chayev for its chometz version, kareis. You're only chayev for chometz of grain. Unleavened grain, but not unleavened other items. Says Rabbi Yechavah Nuri, if you have oirez and doichen, or at least oirez, and you have chometz version of it, you eat that on Pesach, straight out chorus. The Adam yotze boy yedei chayvosai the Pesach. The flip side of the coin is that you can be yotze on Pesach, which mitzvah? The mitzvah of matzah. Matzah also has to be grain based.
You can make rice matzah.
So if you have rice matzah, nuri, you're good. So therefore, it's a double edged sword. On the one hand, you could be yotze at the mitzvah of matzah with it, therefore, it's a tremendous kula. On the other hand, if you eat it in a chometz version, then you chayav kares, that's a tremendous chumra. But obviously, those two are dependent on each other. So therefore, if you want to know whether oireiz is really a grain, it's true. Until this stage, we always maintain that oireiz is not a grain. The bracha would therefore not be Barmi Mizonis, it would be Shakol Nibidvari. Ah, we have a brace that says Mufurish. But it's Maisa Kedera. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri indeed maintained that it's an absolute grain. And if it's an absolute grain,
It has the same
halachas. It has the same halachas. The ma'aser keter, poimim zaynais, chametz, matzah, everything. Ah, but that's Rabbi Yechonah. And who disagrees? Says the Gemara, Avol Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon disagreed, and the Rabbanon would hold that what? It's not considered a grain, and that's why this entire Omud, when we've been saying it's not one of the chamishus mini dogon, we now do have to finally admit that it's actually subject to a machlokes. So we've been discussing the Rabbanon, which is the main halacha, obviously. Rav Yechonah already does disagree. Therefore, it's not fair anymore to say that everybody agrees with this. No, Rav Yechonah already disagrees, and he clearly maintains that it has the halachic status of a grain. Says Rashi. Last wide line. Brocha achas me'ein sholosh b'shili pirkin. At the end of our perek, we'll explain what does that mean. Brocha achas me'ein sholosh. It means nefarish lo ala michya. Okay. Va'oire is lav meister kedera. The komafka slay, because you have extracted it michlal from the realms of meister kedera. Lebrocha acheres, you said it's a different completely. Meister kedera is mezainus, Mr. Shaka, it's not in the realms. And yet we are taught Elohein Meister kedera le'inyan brocha. And it says chilka targiz zoriz arsa mafarish luba moyes cotton. All will be explained in moyes cotton. Have a look there. But it says chilka chiti is wheat the mitavri. Ba'astita, which is broken with astita, I'm not sure what that is. Chazan atarati, at a ratio of 1 to 2. Targis is chodel atzlast, is 1 to 3. Zoriz is chodel arba, 1 to 4. Arson is chodel chomesh. So basically, it's all the same type of mixture, just the ratio is different. But either way, oirez is mentioned quite clearly on that list, so it's absolutely explicit that oirez has the status of a grain. Omani hachmas nisa. Do you know who that is talking? Doktoni oirez kemaisa kadeira. Comma. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. It's Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Indeed, Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri maintains that oirez is grain. The Rabbanon disagree, and that is the opinion that we've been following our entire omelet. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I'd like to repeat again what I said earlier on in the week, which is Be'ez Hashem Mizborach, we are trying to learn, if we can, all the Tosfosim. Unlike in previous years where we always used to point out which Tosfosim to learn, I don't point that out anymore. Therefore, the assumption is we're trying to learn every Tosfos. If there'll be an exception, then we'll point it out that way. But if we don't point it out, the assumption is we're going to try and learn every Tosfos. Our aim, Be'ez Hashem, on Thursday is to try and reach the two dots, which is on the fourth or the fifth wide line. And then we'll go back and we'll do a bit of Chazor. The whole daf, quite a complicated daf. I think we should do Chazor. Okay.